Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
4 o'clock hour here in Detroit. Mike Stone, the godfather of radio here in Detroit, joining me today till 6 o'clock. If you missed any part of the show, use that Odyssey Rewind and go back to listen. We talked about if you only had to pick one event this week that you could guarantee the results, Tigers sweep, Michigan victory over Texas, or the Lions beating the Rams, which one would you take?
And if you're a fan of all three teams, obviously.
You're a fan of all three teams.
Right.
Or, you know what, whatever results you wanted. Really, that was the thing. If you're a hater like David, you can pick whatever you want. But right now, we are talking about the Lions. Brad Holmes came out and said Super Bowl or bust. Okay? And I believe that he was talking about winning the Super Bowl. But it could just be getting there. High expectations for this team. Now, the problem is when you put that or bust, that means if you don't make it there, you're saying the season is a failure. Like it or not, it's a failure. You did not achieve your goals. I'm asking you as Lions fans, where is your point of delineation? Where is that point where that you say, they make it to here, it's a success. Now, if they do anything past that, great, love it, can't wait. For me, NFC title game. Got to make it back. You got to show last year was not a fluke. You got to win that thing. We had somebody say number one seed. Got to be the number one seed in the playoffs. Others are saying division. Others are saying make it to the Super Bowl. You don't have to win.
Right. That's what I think. I mean, anything less than that will be a disappointment. I hate to use the word failure. So for semantic arguments, yeah, if they make the NFC championship and lose,
Utterly disappointed.
Okay. I can never say it is a complete failure to make the Final Four, especially when you've only been there, you know, once. It's not that you're going year after year.
Yeah, that's different. Why I said, if you make it to the NFC title game, win or lose, man, you're one of the four best teams. It's hard to just fake your way. You can win a playoff game. You've seen teams who the Browns will win a game with a quarterback that they got from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, Joe Flacco. Right?
And then all of a sudden, we're not really that good.
Right.
It was all fugazi. To make it all the way to a title, you got to be a good team. If you make it back to the NFC title game, you're telling the NFL, we're not going anywhere. We're going to be here for a while. We've locked up our core players and get used to it.
And I'm glad you pointed that out, because around here, we've always wondered what it's like to have a team year in, year out, you think you can win. And whether obviously you'd rather win and then suck for 20 years just so you can have your one, it does say something if you're one of those contending teams year in, year out, year in, year out.
Yeah.
Because we don't know how to handle it.
And I think that that's...
You don't
because... So I want to know, 248-539-9797. David, a few ticket texts, and then we're going to jump into the phone lines.
The Detroit Lions season is a success as long as they have fun. That is Keegan from Bay City. have to be joking, Keegan. Please send something else in.
You know what? Maybe he's not, David. Maybe he just wants both teams to enjoy
themselves. Keegan-Michael Peel? Or Keegan-Michael Key?
There was one caller that called in. He didn't want to hang on for whatever reason, but his take was, the season is a success if we finish better than the Packers. Everything else doesn't matter. And I was like, I don't understand this fan base. I disagree entirely. We could lose both games of the Packers and win the Super Bowl, and I'd be thrilled.
Right.
Because, it doesn't matter.
Because Kenny... Here's the thing. David, you know this from your Steelers. You know this from your Eagles, Tony. There's an evolution when it comes to winning. Kenny, you know this from the Wings. There's an evolution where you go from looking at your neighbors to looking at the ultimate goal. I don't care what you have. I want that prize. I don't care what free agent, what new stadium hot dog you're bringing in, doesn't matter to me. All I want is the title. And once you cross that line, you then look at other people and you see them as new money. Like, oh, that's cute. I remember when we used to feel that way. Not anymore.
Right.
Because you have higher expectations. No, I don't. So, yes, Kenny, I say, for anybody who, well, we just got to be better than this team. No. I remember... Man, for years, it was, as a state fan, well, if you beat Michigan, season success. Well, you won five games. Yeah, but we beat Michigan.
Right.
So we're better than them.
But then D'Antonio came and changed your mind.
And then all of a sudden, wait a minute, wait. You could win the Big Ten and you could go play these. I don't give a damn about Michigan. I want to win this. This is more fun. So. Right. It takes some time, and not everybody's gotten to that point.
And usually those things take care of themselves, because if you're really good, you will beat the Packers at least once or twice.
Yeah.
The Lions are Super Bowl or bust this year. We cannot turn into the 06-12 Tigers. Have the get a trophy out of this window. That's what we have to do.
Okay, but the window is only 2 years right now, right? They didn't make the playoffs in 2022. So your window you're talking about is last year, this year. We're not at that point. Yes, if you go from 2006 to 2012 or even extrapolate it to 2014 and go twice and never win, yeah, I can understand that. But you're talking, it'll be 2 years of being a team that other people are envying.
248-539-9797. Nick, you're on 97.1.
Oh, Rico. So, hey, Mike, what's going on?
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Good. So this is a good topic. You know, God, we're so close to football, and you know, I just can't. I really want to watch the Lions just put like Matthew Stafford in a pine box and just like do like the coffin dance off the field, like across the midfield logo with him inside of it. I don't know if you've ever seen that video before. I'm really looking forward to this weekend, and I hope that happens. I mean, this whole Ring of Honor crap, man. What did he do for this city, man?
Oh, come on.
Ring of Honor, come on.
He was the second best. He was arguably the second best or first best, depending if you look. Maybe think of Bobby Lane.
Jared Goff's going to get into the Ring of Honor before he does.
Who?
He deserves to. Jared Goff's going to get into the Ring of Honor.
No,
the
he's
Lions Ring
well,
of Honor before.
Not
Matthew
yet.
Stafford.
He's been here two, three years. This will be 3 years. Let's.
I still put him in before my. I don't know.
You two want to go out in the alley?
No, I just look. Nick, I'm not one of those. Like, I have a friend who thinks that Stafford is the Lions are the reason that they never achieved, that Stafford had nothing to do with it. No, Stafford was a quarterback. Yeah. He had some culpability, obviously, of why they never won a playoff game, but he was really freaking good for most of his career here.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. But let me get to my real topic. So the real topic is, you know, what's considered a success? Well, I mean, to me, if you don't make the Super Bowl, it's failure. Like, this is it. Like, you know, you look at a team, look at the Mariners. I mean, they've been around since, like, the 60s. And, like, they had that stretch from 2000 and 2001.
Right. Yeah.
They made back-to-back ALCS appearances, and they got death-starred by the evil empire both times. I mean, let me ask you this. How much does it gall you to make it back to the Super Bowl only to lose to the Chiefs again? Does that feel good? No, it doesn't, does it?
No,
if the Lions end up going back to the NFC title game and the 49ers are there and they lose again,
So what do you, oh, Nick? So Nick, all right, let's live in Nick's world. So let's say that happens. What do you do, Nick?
First of all, I consider the season a total failure. Okay, but what am I supposed to do? I'm just a fan. What am I supposed to do?
Nick, and say, fire Dan Campbell.
Nick, let me help you out. Let me help, Nick.
Something I can do.
Nick, here, let me help you out. You know what you do? You turn your phone off for 30 minutes because you don't want to hear from anybody. You don't want anybody talking to you. You don't want anybody saying, well, you know, you try. I don't care. I'm angry. Leave me alone.
Look, I'm taking you out of my phone. I'm about to turn it on. I'm turning on do not disturb.
Right. Appreciate the call, Nick.
I get it.
No, that's it. At the end of that overtime.
You don't want to see that again. Look,
I have no idea what the ceremony looked like. I don't know if Taylor Swift could have handed them the trophy. I don't know.
Well, Lions fans feel the same way about the NFC.
I was watching 2.5 Men. Right. I hated life.
Lions fans weren't exactly watching them presented with the George Halas trophy either.
It was a ceremony. I enjoyed
watching the ceremony.
I bet you did.
I'm sure. But like I said, you mentioned my daughter before. She works at NFL Films. Her job after the season for receiver, she had to watch the isolation camera of George Kittle's wife during the NFC Championship game. She wanted to, like, basically...
That was her job during that?
That was part of one of her...
Oh, that sucks. I mean,
no, it wasn't during the game, but it was afterwards when they
put it together, yes. Yeah.
And she's just like...
That's rough.
Dad, I didn't really want to watch this. I really didn't want to do my job.
It was bad enough for Lions fans watching receiver when it happened.
Right.
Oh, is that why?
Uh-huh.
For receiver?
Yeah.
Oh, I still have yet to see receiver.
The last episode, of course, them... Or the second to last. No, it's the last episode where they show them winning the NFC title game and then going to the Super Bowl and losing.
Because it was Debo and Kittle
but they
versus
show
St. Brown.
Their family of Debo and Kittle in the stands and they're celebrating.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to support your daughter. I'm going to watch receiver now.
St. Brown's father was quiet. Yeah. He was quiet.
Yeah. I didn't know that was her work. So good for her. Uh-huh. Good for her. Mm-hmm. All right. She will be the godmother one day of sports.
Behind the scenes, though.
Right.
She wants nothing to do with a microphone.
Lions fans, what's disappointment to you? What is success to you? 248-539-9797. Your phone calls next, 97.1.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Ah, yes, the pregame show with Mr. Jim Costa. Lions season starting up this Sunday against the Rams. I'm not getting into that whole Matthew
Stafford.
Where are
you going to be? Are you guys in remote?
Yeah, Jimmy. I think we're down when we did the draft.
Okay, cool.
At BW3? At B-Dub. So I think we're going to be like right across from Ford Field where we did the draft. So
yeah, Jennifer and I will be from the press box from 12 to 2 a.m. maybe.
Oh, so okay, just the press box, not the other place.
No.
You know what? That's probably better.
Yes, it is better.
Probably better. Let's just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Lions taking on the Rams. Matthew Stafford coming here. This is a very simple question for you Lions fans. Holmes said Super Bowl or bust. I'm saying Lions can go this far and you deem the season a success. How far is that? Is it the number one overall seed? Is it you win the division? Is it you beat the Packers and Bears twice?
Is it you make the NFC title game, you make the Super Bowl, or do you have to win the Super Bowl before you see this season as a success? 248-539-9797. Let's just go straight to the phone lines and bring in my man Q. Q, you're on 97.1.
How you guys doing today, y'all?
Thank you.
Good, Q.
Hey, I just wanted to call in about the simple fact that the Lions would have had playoff home field last year. We would have won the Super. I mean, we would have made it to the Super. I don't know if we would have won, but we never gave them no 17-point lead at home. So my thing is, we got home field advantage this year. If the NFC had to go through four field, I think the Lions are going to make it to the Super Bowl. So I said we got to get home field advantage. 13 wins should do it.
Q, I get what you're saying, and, yep. and let's have a quick conversation.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's not like the Lions were invincible at home last year. Because I unfortunately gave out a guarantee that you were going to destroy the Packers on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
I still don't know what happened.
They were very fortunate to beat the Bears.
One of them games. We watching this game that he had against the Bears. It was just one of those fluky games. Like, that game was at Ford Field, too, when he had that.
Right. The Bears game was – they were lucky to win that game.
That was fluky.
Yeah.
So
–
and they lost to Seattle. Didn't they lose
it? I mean, on the outside.
Yeah, they did lose Seattle.
Yeah.
Again. So
– that was a good game. It was a high-scoring game. And I think that defense – this defense this year is not like the defense last year. I'm just putting my faith in the defense this year. I know the offense is going to be what they're going to be, but I think we're going to win 13 games this year and be a better defensive team. That's why I'm picking the Lions to make the Super Bowl. And I got Jared Goff as my dark horse MVP because 14 games indoors. You know what Jared Goff do indoors. So you give him 14 of them? We should win at least 12 of those.
No, you're right. And now, see, now here's what I wonder, and I had this conversation earlier today. What if – like the Colts just do something real spiteful and open up the roof in bad weather, if it's a bad weather day that day.
Oh.
You know they can, right? Yeah. They've done it four times in their history where they've just opened up the roof. I remember, I think the Dolphins played there once and it was cold and they said, nah, we're going to open this thing up and you guys are going to play in some cold weather. So I get what you're saying, no Q.
Thanks, Q. Appreciate
the call.
I got a question for you because Q mentioned that the defense is really improved. One of the big stories in the NFL today was the contract that Patrick Surtain signed, the extension, where he's getting basically, you know, $24 million a year, a lot of it, you know, a lot of money guaranteed. What would you rather have? A guy like Patrick Surtain, a quote unquote shutdown corner, or one of your high price wide receivers, whether, you know, CeeDee Lamb, I'm St. Brown, A.J. Brown, any of these guys that are getting there.
Dude, I'd rather have a shutdown corner.
Okay. Yeah, me too. But why aren't they getting the money that the wide receivers are getting? He's close. He's getting a lot. I'm not saying it's a bad contract.
Because I think there's more wide receivers, and the NFL is going to a 7-on-7 league, so you – it's the wide receiver is what the running back was in the 90s. Where
right, which means to me why there are so many really good ones, you should be paying the cornerback more because they're rare.
But if you have two good wide receivers or two good or three wide receivers, your one corner can only cover one guy.
Right.
So therefore, I can move the receiver around. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. The lockdown corner, I just don't think the value has hit yet. I think we're probably a few years away where all of a sudden they're going to be valued like the left tackle position, like the defensive end position, where if you got that, like for me, I think that's going to be Sauce Gardner will be the next one who breaks the bank.
Yeah.
And I hope it's not the Jets. I don't think the Jets will ever do anything. I just want him to get the heck out of New York. I do. I think they're wasting his talent, but that's just me. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a position where if you're good, but it's also hard because you know when you go into negotiation because you're so good, you don't have any stats, so you can't your agent can't tell the GM, well, he does this and he does that.
Right, they're not throwing he has nothing tangible that says they're avoiding me.
Yeah, because I used to say, like, Deion Sanders is going to go into the Hall of Fame with no stats. Because they just didn't throw the ball to him.
Right.
He sat there an entire game and just watched the grass grow.
Mm-hmm.
because you didn't dare throw to his side of the field because it was going to be a pick. That's and he would dare and tell you, don't even throw over here. Don't look over here. Look over there.
After a couple of years, that's why it's, it was called Revis Island because nobody even went to visit it.
So it's hard to negotiate when you don't have stats.
Yeah. But we're on the same page. To me, I'd much rather have somebody like that than the receiver.
Yeah. Go ahead, David.
I was going to say that is interesting because back in the day, Deion did everything else.
Right.
So you would put him in on offense, he would return kicks, but Sauce Gardner doesn't do that. Sertan does not do that.
No.
So it is different value.
Well, Deion is, you know, the unicorn.
Now, but I think Travis Hunter's going to be that guy.
He could be. Yes.
When he gets to the league, I think that he's going to be that guy.
But how, let me ask you this question because I don't know the answer to this. How much better is Travis Hunter as a receiver than a cornerback?
You know what?
Right now, it looks like he's still good at corner, but he's great at receiver.
See, I'll find out more as the season progresses.
Yeah, I know. We all will.
But I think this is one of those, if I'm a general manager, I don't think you can go wrong. Whatever side of the ball he plays on, and maybe I just say, I'm going to burn this kid out in 5 years, and I'm going to play him on both sides.
Is it possible? I mean, I know we're digressing here a little bit. Is it possible?
I'm doing the show with you, Stoney. Who cares? Right. Let's go.
Is it possible that Travis Hunter could be the Shohei Ohtani of football?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Stoney, I'll do you one better. He could be the number one overall pick.
Oh, wouldn't surprise me at all.
It depends on now if there's a team that took a quarterback this year or the year before and they're happy with their guy and they're sitting there at number one. Absolutely.
Right. Like
that's your guy.
Okay. Since he's not here. The Giants have the number one pick in the draft.
They're taking a quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to take a quarterback.
They will take a quarterback.
But I'm thinking like, let's just say things.
New England.
You know what?
Right.
They would take him.
Right, because they took Drake May last year.
It depends on what Drake May looks like this season, though, because Arizona has shown it doesn't matter.
You know what? Right. Yeah. We'll put it like this. The Commanders.
Yeah, okay.
The Commanders are number one pick.
Yes.
Yeah. They do believe in their quarterback.
Right.
They take Travis. I would take Travis Hunter. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'll figure out where you're going to play, son. You're good enough. Just expect to play on both sides this year. And we'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
And you may even return some kicks. You may be Shohei for us because you're that good. We're not going to stifle you. We're not going to stop you.
Where was he going to go before he decided to go to Jackson State?
Florida State.
Okay.
Yeah, he was because Deion got him on signing day and everybody, it was like the needle going across the record. Like, what? This is real. Like,
Deion, you screwed your alma mater.
Everybody says, I'm going to shock the world at my signing day. You've heard that, Stoney. It's not a real shock. No. We all know where you were going.
Right.
That was the only truly legitimate shock the world because, did Deion just land the number one player in the country?
To Jackson State.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And then you thought, okay, he's going to quickly leave up out of there. He did once Deion left.
Right.
And now he's at Colorado. Your phone calls next 97.1.
The timing isn't ideal to fire your assistant coach. It's probably midnight madness in Memphis. Is probably about 3 weeks away, if not closer to that.
Yeah, you would figure he would have done this right after the end of the season. I wonder what the real story is behind this.
Saying you can't diss Lil Penny. That was the problem.
Stoney, I promise you 70% of the people have no idea what you're talking about.
That's true. That's sad.
Hey, guys, YouTube Lil Penny.
Yes.
And you'll understand.
Yes, it was good.
Let's get to Fred. Fred, you're on 97.1.
Hey, you guys were asking what Lions needed to do this year. I think the blueprint's already been laid out. The Pistons did it. The Bad Boys did it years ago where they made it to the finals. And lost, and then they won after they beat Boston. They had to go through the growing pains. They had to learn how to win. The Lions have to do the same thing.
It doesn't work like it used to, but in a perfect world, you'd be right, Fred.
Yeah, I mean, it's with free agency, you can kind of, you know, you can speed up the process. Whereas now, back then, it was your guys were your guys, and you had to develop them, and Fred, you had to get them to the next step. Now you could expedite this and skip some steps and just get the pieces here and there that you need.
Didn't the Pistons draft appropriately and brought in free agents the same way?
Well, yeah. I mean, they drafted, you know, Sally and Rodman right away, and then their other draft.
And Dumars and Isaiah.
Well, they'd already gotten – those guys got them to that level. Yeah. But, yes, right? You're right.
They made the trade.
You could argue Jack McCluskey.
Yeah, they
Brad
made
Holmes.
The trade for Aguirre.
Right. That was after that was during the season. That was after they already lost the finals, which was not the most popular trade.
Very similar, but the Lions still have to learn how to get over the hump.
I understand because it's a building process, and the way McCluskey built the Pistons, you know, Isaiah and Trepuka in 1 year, kind of, you know, maybe what the Lions did.
You know what? I do have a question. Kenny, you never really told us. What the hell was wrong with you on Tuesday? I mean, you came in here and you look like what the cat drug in. Like, what? All I know is there was a story that you can't climb a fence. And I'm like, Kenny, what happened to you?
So usually it would be, you'd assume generally that, oh, Kenny had too much to drink. And
I did.
He tripped over a fence and bad things happened from the start.
So this was Tuesday, so something happened to you on Labor Day?
On the weekend,
Labor Day weekend.
It was the Tigers' trip from hell. I was going to the Tigers game with the lady and a couple of her people. And they
drove. Those people?
Not those people.
Her people.
Her people.
That person?
there was a couple of her folks. No. We went down. We started immediately running out of air in one of the tires. Not great. So they pulled over, filled it up, no problem. Eventually, the tire pops.
This is Sunday's game with the Red Sox on your way to Comerica?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it would have been. So we get down. The tire pops. We're on the side of the road, and they can't change the tire for some reason. They need to call it and get it towed. So we end up Ubering down, and that was a disaster all by itself. Getting to the Uber, I tried to climb a fence to get to the next road over because we were in the middle of the freeway when this happened.
Ooh.
We were on the side of the freeway with a pop tire. Not great. So I attempt to hop a fence. I think the hopping fences days in my life are behind me because I scraped up my ankle and the side of my leg. Still in quite a bit of pain from that. Eventually get down to the game. The drunkest guy, maybe in that whole place, happened to be sitting next to me. Spilling into my seat for half of the game, and using me as his seat back, essentially just leaning on me. I'm, dude, move over. You're all in my space right here. So that happens. I eventually maneuver around that guy. He's so drunk they make him leave, and we eventually say, "All right, forget this. Let's go get some pizza." Game's over. Tigers win. Yay. We get to this pizza place, and immediately I drop the first slice of pizza all over my lap.
Oh.
Absolutely terrible. Not one good thing besides the Tigers winning happened.
How did you lose your voice?
I don't know. <'Cause>,
You didn't even have any, like, daiquiris at the game with this drunk guy?
No, God, no. I didn't want to be drinking with that guy. I didn't want to be I had one beer at the game, and I had a beer at the pizza place. I wasn't drinking heavy.
I have so many questions.
I have so many answers, Rico. This was the trip from hell.
So you couldn't get the tire off, or you guys just said, we're not changing the tire?
No, the tool that you'd use to change the tire broke. The jack thing, it actually broke.
Oh.
Inside of the lug nut. So they couldn't change it.
So you called.
What you had Bruce Banner out there? Like, how did you break that?
I wasn't the one changing the tire. I didn't see exactly how it happened.
So you called AAA.
Yeah, they had to tow it. There didn't have to be anybody with the car. So fortunately, we were able to just leave an Uber down, which was.
How tall was the fence?
It was embarrassing.
Fence one, Kenny zero.
Fence absolutely. Like if you see the side and back of my leg, okay. It is shredded. I can't walk.
Who
really
recorded
right
it, now. And where can I find
Nobody
it?
Nobody recorded it. Thank God, nobody recorded.
Because you're
it.
The generation that records everything.
No, actually, fortunately, we were just trying to get to the Uber in one piece. We weren't trying to have a fun ha ha time. We were already running late to the Tigers game to begin with. We were, you know, they don't get their, her friends that we went with, they don't get to Tigers games very often, so they were excited to get down there. I wanted to make it happen for them.
David, I want to ask one more question. I'm going to leave it to the pastor.
Oh, boy.
So this is just between me and you. Nobody else is listening. Her friends. I wonder, was it that friend? Should I ask him that question?
Ask him the question. I can't stop laughing at this story.
I don't know.
I don't know who that, who are you talking about?
Our number one listener to the show.
Who? I still,
Jennifer.
No. You know, the people who listen to our little bitch ass show.
That's no, it's not those people. Okay. It's not those folks.
Okay.
I had it, and it wasn't similar, but I had a drunken fan next to me or two seats away from me in the Michigan game Saturday night. And she was really good looking, but she was, and it's my fault because I had an extra ticket and I just sold it to some guy in front for $10. Okay. And so the guy brings this girl. There was an empty seat next to us, and she was just drunk and all over him. She wanted to basically do him right there at the big house. And she kept sitting there, "You don't like me anymore." And he's there, "I like you. I just want to watch the game." And she was like all over him, and people who I know were sitting a few rows behind. I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. It was...
Roberts.
My wrong one. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Woo. Okay.
Yeah. You know,
you know what?
You don't want to do it at the big house with 109,000 people there. Not a lot of room there.
I feel like in my Morgan Freeman voice, how did we get here?
Yeah. It's all Kenny's fault, and I just amplified it.
Let's talk football. 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.